goodsuccess.com.
Father, we thank you for the privilege of being in your presence again today. Thank you for how you've always sent us your word, and we return the glory to you in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray that you visit everyone today and let no one return back the same way. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. The topic remains, finishing faces the law of continuous progress. God wants us to finish whatever we have started. We know that God is a God of times and seasons, and the Bible even calls God the author and the finisher of our faith. If he starts something, then he finishes it. Let's read some scriptures, Proverbs 17:24. The Bible says, "Wisdom is in the sight of him who has understanding, but the eyes of a fool are on the ends of the earth." Wisdom is in the sight of him who has understanding, but the eyes of a fool are on the ends of the earth. Praise God. Then there's another scripture, Isaiah 28:16. He says, "Therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste." Praise God. How do we finish a loaf of bread? If you have a big bread before you, big agege bread or big whatever bread, how do you finish it? You finish one slice at a time or one bite at a time. You can't actually take the whole bread and put it in your mouth and swallow it. It's too big for anybody's mouth. But one bite at a time, one slice at a time, you can finish the bread in a matter of minutes. How do you climb Mount Everest? For example, Everest is known as the tallest mountain in the world. How do you climb it? Just take one step at a time. Put your leg at the bottom of the mountain, take a step higher, another step, another step. Maybe it will take you 2 days, I don't know. But if you keep taking the steps and you are not tired and you don't give up and you don't fall, there is something that will happen. You will surely get to the top. So we must understand that God wants us to finish things in phases. And that's why whatever you see God doing, he hardly does everything just suddenly. Yes, there are things that God does suddenly, but most of the things that God did, if you look at his principles, his law of times and seasons, the Bible says, as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest will not cease. So what is this thing about seed and harvest? If you plant corn, for example, the day you plant it, you are not going to see anything. If you go there the second day, you are not going to see anything. But maybe from the third day, and the seed is watered, you can start see some things germinating. The plant dies and begins to germinate. Gradually, it comes out formless. It comes out as if it's even rice, as if it's something else. Then before you know it, it starts becoming corn. Before you know it, it starts bringing out its flower. Before you know it, it starts bringing out corn. God is a God of times and seasons, a God of steps. When God wanted to deliver the Israelites from slavery, God could have just come one day, kill Pharaoh, kill the whole of Egypt, and draw them out. Guess what God did? He started bringing to them one plague after the other, one step after the other. That's what God started doing, until he did to them many signs and wonders. I mean, you'll be wondering, is God not slow? Why is God so patient? But that's just who he is. You can only learn the character of God, you can change it. So the earlier every child of God understands the character of God, the better for each one of us to understand how God thinks, how God works, how God brings success to everyone. What is an end? Like we said, finish in phases. What does it mean to end something? When you say the end of the year, the end of the month, right now we are almost at Christmas, and it's the end of the year is fast approaching, more than ever before, than the year started. We must understand the concept of finishing, that every end is a collection of ends. What do I mean? When a year starts, the year doesn't just jump from January to December. No. The first day of the year, everybody's celebrating. But before you know it, from the first minute, the second minute comes in. The second comes in. Minute, hours, and before you know it, 24 hours has gone, and you're like, this is no longer January 1, we are now in January 2. Then the second day finishes, then the first week finishes, then the first month, January, finishes, and you're like, oh, January is gone. And you know, because there is a lot of fasting in January for most churches, it's probably even goes faster or goes slower. For people who really don't have a lot of money, the month is slower. But what we are saying is that when the month finishes, you know, January is gone. Weeks have gone, days have gone, hours have gone, minutes have gone, seconds have gone. Then before you know it, February comes in. Then you are in the middle of the year, June, July, then November, then December, just like we are in it now. But each month brings a finishing. You don't just jump to December. No, something finished. So every end is a collection of endings. Every end is a collection of endings. You only say a day has finished because 24 hours finished, because 60 minutes finished, because 60 seconds finished. That is the reason why you can say an end has come to that day. And before you know it, 1 year ends, it becomes 2 years, and you now start talking about a decade. You know, after talking about a decade, then you start talking about silver jubilee, golden jubilee, diamond jubilee, platinum, whatever. Then you talk about a century. Then you talk about a millennium. But each of these things will never could get to that end except a second finishes, except a minute finishes, except a day finishes, except a week finishes, a month, a year. That is how it works. That means the first second is as important as even the century you're talking about. If the first second does not finish, the first year will not finish. We must understand the concept of endings, that every ending is a collection of endings. The Bible, in the scripture we read today in Isaiah, talks about he who has faith, he who believes, will not be in a hurry. We must acknowledge that life is made up of steps, and climbing it one by one has only one result, getting to the end, if all things work well. For example, like I said before, if you are climbing Mount Everest and you take it a step at a time, you will surely get to the top if you don't fall, if you don't get too tired. So that means in life too, whatever you are trying to do, maybe you are building a business, you are building a career, you are building a family, you are trying to become a parent, whatever it is, if you can take it a step at a time, there is one sure end: success. Because success does not just happen. It happens because you took the first step, you took the second step, you took the third step, and the last step. So if you and I, we understand the concepts of endings, that is what we call the normal movement, that is times and seasons. Normal movement talks about times and seasons. If I'm orange, for example, I should not compete with cocoa tree. If I'm cocoa tree, I should not start getting jittery because tomatoes has grown and has produced fruit, and I'm still there, maybe after the second year, nothing. And imagine if you are a Chinese bamboo tree that takes maybe 5 years to even shoot up. I've forgotten how many years, but I think it takes about 5 years for it to even shoot up at all. I think it stays like 1 foot. After you have planted it, it just stays there like one ruler, not growing, nothing. But in the fifth year, it just begins to shoot up into several foot. For the first set of years, it looks as if nothing happened, but it was taking its steps downwards, downwards, spreading, getting stronger, getting bigger. For you and I, the reason why you may have experienced sluggishness, or it looks as if you have been slow, is because God was planting you. God has been planting you, making sure your roots are down and settled, so that when you grow up, you won't fall. Imagine if the bamboo tree that is going to go several foot high doesn't have its roots downwards. The moment it grows up, it just falls. So God wants you to take time to understand that life is made up of steps. A step after the other brings the success. Let's understand that slow and steady has more guarantee than fast and furious but crashing. If you are fast and furious and you're going to crash, what does it profit anyone? Just like the cartoon my son watches, the air and the tortoise, that they were competing. The air runs super fast, like it has gone. Tortoise is even moving slowly and slowly. And the tortoise said, let's run. The air was so full of his power. In fact, he was sleeping when the tortoise was moving, maybe after the second day, because he knows that it was fast. And when he knew that, oh, it's almost time to get to the finish line, he just started running. Phew. And guess what? He still was able to overtake the tortoise. But just before the finish line, it fell and the tortoise win. So fast and furious but crashing does nobody any good. But if you can do slow and steady, I know there's a God of speed, there's divine speed, we're going to talk about that. But we should all understand that if you can take the right step, flowing with times and seasons, you don't have power over them. It's only God who controls times and seasons. That is why he says, is the God who will restore all the years that the locust and cankerworm has eaten. So God is the one who controls times and seasons. But what does God want us to do with times and seasons? He wants us to flow with it. He wants us to understand the right time to do things and flow and swim with them. Just like an eagle glides against the storm that pushes other people down. Times and seasons is what crashes on people. But God wants us as eagle Christians to be able to slide with the waves and move up. And I pray that God will surely give us speed in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's understand that normal speed is when you move with times and seasons. Divine speed is when God decides to break his law of times and seasons and make sure you produce even before your time. Or if you have lost any time, it makes sure you still are able to accomplish it. Just like people who have been waiting on God for years and years and they just had 6 children at a time, 4 children at a time, 2 children at a time. God decided to restore their years that they have lost. So there's divine speed. Then there is hurry. Normal speed is good. Divine speed is good, but hurry is not good. What is hurry? Hurry is because you didn't plan well. You are in a hurry every time you didn't plan well. Maybe you are supposed to get to an event by 5 p.m. and you needed 30 minutes to get to the event. And when it was 15 minutes, you are now growing. So that means you are going to try to drive faster or run faster or try to do everything in a hurry. Just like everybody is always in a hurry in Lagos, you know. Everybody's in a hurry because of lack of planning. There is nobody in Lagos who doesn't know there is traffic. But what do? We still get in a hurry. And hurry could also mean that your plan did not work as expected or as envisaged. If you planned and your plan did not come as expected, you may be in a hurry because you want to meet up with time. And I pray that for all of us who have planned one thing or the other, who have tried to move with times and seasons and do all the things we think we should do, but they didn't work well, I pray that the divine speed of God will override all our errors and take us to our destination faster in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, let's know that we should not despise the days of small beginnings. Small beginnings end up being great endings if we will flow with the time and seasons that God has given us. Your plan to accomplish a task in a year is as important as what you plan to do each day of that year to meet your goals. For example, if I want to have $1 million in my account by the end of the year, then I need to understand that there are 365 days in a year. How much do I need to save per day? How much do I need to save per month? There's divine speed that can just give you $1 million in a day, but you don't have control over that. Only God has control over divine speed. You can pray and get it, but even when you pray, you still don't change anything. God is the one who approves the prayer and changes it. But what do you plan with? You don't plan with divine speed. You plan with normal speed, times and seasons. There is nobody in his sane mind who doesn't know how many days are in a year, how many days are in a month, how many hours in a day. So that means you and I can use the wisdom of God to plan. That's okay, for 12 months in a year, these are the things I'm going to do. These are the places I'm going to go. This is how much I need to make per month. So if the first month I don't make that amount, I know that the chances of me getting what I want to get at the end of the year is slim. So what do? I work faster. I work harder to meet up with all the times I've lost. If you save gradually, you can achieve anything. If you take steps gradually, you can get anywhere. And I pray that God will begin to give us divine wisdom to do the things we need to do in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says in Proverbs 17:24 that we read earlier, that a fool has his eyes on the ends of the earth. For example, you wanted to start a business and it has to be a global business. Maybe you even had a dream. You had a vision. Then that dream will go to the ends of the earth. that it's going to become an Amazon, greater than Amazon, greater than Microsoft, greater than Facebook. But what do? You make sure you satisfy those who are around you first. The little people you have as customers, are you satisfying them? Are you doing everything it takes to satisfy them? That's the first question you and I need to ask ourselves. Don't cast your eyes on the ends of the earth. That's the vision, fine. But now that the vision is there, trace the vision back to where you are. Start small from where you are and begin to take steps from where you are to get to where you're going. Remember Mount Everest. If I can take a step at a time, I will surely get to the top. I have seen the top, but I don't jump to the top. I start from the bottom. And that is why if you are at the bottom today, that means you and I are at a very good advantage. That means you are not falling. You are only climbing. You can plan to climb and not to fall. And I pray that even as we begin to take steps, we surely climb up and not fall in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's always remember that you should not be too conscious of the future that you neglect the importance of the moment as the building block or the foundation of the expected future. The moment you have right now is the foundation, is the building block of the expected future. What is the importance of finishing in phases? Number one, joy of accomplishment. If I want to get a task done, I planned a year, I planned a month, I planned a day, I planned hours and minutes. That's how everyone who wants to have success should plan. Every minute of the day should have an assignment. If I plan them, don't just say, I'm going to do 50 things today when you were not even able to do one thing yesterday. No, you and I should plan to do maybe 5 things today and take it a step after the other. When you finish the first one, rejoice. Thank God. Do the second one, rejoice. If you're able to do even 4 out of 5, that's pass mark. You may not have accomplished everything, but you have been able to do a lot. Rejoice. There's a joy of accomplishment. The more you accomplish, the more you will accomplish. I'll say it again. The more you accomplish, the more you can accomplish. That means if somebody in his life does not accomplish anything, there are chances that the person will still remain not accomplishing anything. But if you can accomplish small things, your friends are buying cars, but you can buy a very good shoe, rejoice, because that's a step. There are people who cannot buy a shoe. So rejoice at that step. Thank God because you can buy a very quality shoe, a very quality suit or shirt or whatever it is. That is a step. That is an accomplishment. For you, it may look small, but there are so many people who want to accomplish that and they cannot. Remember, maybe when you were in secondary school, you couldn't give anybody 1,000. But now, if you give somebody 1,000, you don't even feel it. Why? Because levels have changed. The same way, whatever you think is small now is somebody's big deal. So thank God. Rejoice at every stage. That is why in life you must learn to celebrate. Your birthday, you don't have to do a party. Celebrate yourself. Go out. If it's Coke you can buy Coke. Enjoy that day because it's an accomplishment that you grew older. You became better. You looked at last year, you became better. Maybe you are not where you want to be, but you are better than where you used to be. So rejoice. Rejoice. The joy of accomplishment helps you and motivates you to do more. And the joy of accomplishment prevents depression. If you are able to accomplish small things as steps on the way to the top, then you'll be full of joy because you feel you are accomplishing something and you can then do better. Then number two, the importance of finishing in phases, in steps, is that it helps you from being overwhelmed. For example, I want to achieve 1,000,000. If you have been able to break it down to 1,000, it will take several months, it will take a long time, but you know you can get there. You know you can get there. You know you are not overwhelmed. If you are going to 1,000,000 and you have gotten 10,000, that is 10,000 out of 1,000,000. You have gotten 100,000. That's 100,000 out of 1,000,000. You have gotten 200,000. 200,000 out of 1,000,000. In fact, if you have 999,000, it is still not 1,000,000. So if it is 1,000 you have, you are better than somebody who doesn't have anything at all. So let's rejoice. Rejoicing helps you from being overwhelmed. Taking a step at a time helps you from being overwhelmed. Because what happens to most people is that when you see the big thing you want to accomplish, for example, you want to build a very great business, multi-million business, and you know you don't even have 1,000, you are somehow overwhelmed. But instead of being overwhelmed, look at what you can do with the little you have and do it. Once you do it, you know you have taken a step. You want to build a house, you can buy a land and you have been able to buy it. Even if it's to put money down for whatever can be in a house, go and buy wall clock for that house. You can do it. It is a step towards that progress. It may look so infinitesimal, so useless, but let's look at it. The moment you see that clock, you know you are making progress. And before you know it, you have money to buy land. I've seen the testimony of somebody who couldn't even pay his rent and bought a house within, I think, a month. He shared the testimony at Holy Ghost Congress. And I was surprised. He said even the rent for the month, he still didn't have it. And they were offering him to come and buy the house he was living in. He said he was looking at the person and like, excuse me, I didn't even have the rent. And the person said, how much do you have? Then his faith came up and he started talking. And before he knew it, he was able to buy that house. The same way I pray for you and I, that whatever it is that looks difficult, God will make sure it is easy. But you and I must take our first step of faith. Praise God. If you are going from Lagos to Abuja, you rejoice when you are at Lokoja because you know you are closer. Not because you are in Abuja. You are not rejoicing because you are in Abuja already, but because you are closer than you used to be. Let's not be overwhelmed at where we are going. Let's rejoice. Maybe the younger ones, the people around you that you are 20 years older, they have even done more. It always happens. Everybody has his own times and seasons. You may have even missed your times and seasons, but there's one guarantee we have. We have divine speed that can make up for all the times we have lost. The only thing we are talking about now is how we won't lose the times of the future, the seasons of the future. So apply divine speed for all the ones you have lost. And for the future, begin to use the law of times and seasons and finishing in phases. Praise God. What is the importance of finishing in phases? It guarantees our finishing. Just like I said before, if I want to climb Mount Everest, if I can take the first step, I can take the second, I can take the third. And the more you go, the easier it is for you to get where you're going. And I pray God will empower us to endure, to even take continuous steps and be patient enough to take each step at a time to get to our future in Jesus' name. One step after the other gets you to the top of Mount Everest. No step at all keeps you on the floor. If you don't take a step at all, I don't need to be a prophet. You don't need to be a prophet. You know the person remains there. If the person doesn't take a step at all, but if you can take the first step, you can take the second step, you can take the third step, you are sure that the future is a place you can get to. And I pray that as you and I begin to take the right steps, we get to our future with no itches in Jesus' name. Amen. So, how do we maximize faces? Enjoy each step of the way, because it may only come once. Each step of the way is important. Enjoy it while you are there. Just like somebody told us, and I think it's a very good advice, when we had our children, he said, now that this child is still an infant that you are carrying in your hand, he said, enjoy the moment. The child may be crying. Sometimes you don't sleep at night. He said, but enjoy it. Enjoy it. He said, when the child begins to run around the house, enjoy it. When the child goes to secondary school, enjoy it. Because a time is coming, that child will go out of the house. And we only come once in a while to spend holiday or spend 2 days and say, I'm busy at work. Just like you and I, if you are far away from home, that is only maybe you stay 5 days, you have to resume back at work. Enjoy each moment because it may never come again. Now you are walking, you are not driving. Enjoy it because those who are driving, they miss all the people you see every day. All the people you can talk to, all the people you can minister to, all the people you can preach to, they can't see them. And there's a level that it's even difficult for you to walk alone. If God has lifted you, like Baba Adewale, for example, can he walk alone in the street? He can't. Not because of security, but because people will be too much trying to touch, trying to disturb him, trying to... He cannot enjoy that freedom anymore. But there was a time he had that freedom. So you and I, whatever stage you are now, enjoy it because it may never come again. Even if it looks slow now, rejoice because you are making progress. I mentioned the Chinese bamboo tree. The Chinese bamboo tree looks like maybe a foot for like 5 years. It's just like a foot. You can even use your leg to almost kick it. But on the fifth year, it grows up. And that's how God promotes. See the parable of the talents. He gave 3 people talents. And when they went to a journey, he said they should trade with it. Maybe at most, maybe what was in their mind is when he comes back, he will give them a little money. But when he came down, what did he give them? He gave them cities, 5 cities, 10 cities. The same way, that's how God promotes. A Chinese bamboo tree looks like a foot and it looks as if nothing was happening. But at the fifth year, it goes up. And I pray that you may have experienced delay in any area of life. But I pray that at this stage of your year, God will surely take you up speedily in Jesus' name. Now, lastly, each step is important. Know the phase you are at. How do you maximize each step? How do you maximize each phase, each season, each timing? Know each stage you are. And remember that each stage is important. If you do not maximize that stage well, you may not be able to get higher. Why? Because that stage is a foundation for the next step. The step you are now is the foundation for the next step. Let's look at it this way. The egg, the pregnancy, the delivery, the infant stage, the childhood stage, the adult stage, and the aged stage. Egg stage is talking about opportunities before conception. Opportunities is the conception stage. We are thinking about ideas. So many things are running through your mind. Remember how the sperm competes to get the egg. That's how so many ideas will be running through your head at the conception stage, at the egg stage of any business, of any enterprise. But it needs a lot of protection. The pregnancy stage talks about preservation. It needs a lot of preservation. And it's also a stage of confusion. Not for you, confusion for people. People can see that something is going on. When people see your tummy going up as a woman, they know something is going on, but they don't know. They are like, somebody saying, she's pregnant. Somebody saying she's not pregnant. Then when the tummy grows up, like 3 months, they say, she's pregnant. But they don't know whether it's male or female. So that's how it is. Some of us are at that stage in different areas of life. It's just the pregnancy stage. People look at you, they know, this boy is going somewhere. This girl is going somewhere. But they cannot predict it. And you look like, I think the way this guy is going, it will go somewhere. Then there's the delivery stage. When that business just comes, bam. When that career just comes. When that baby comes, when that prosperity just comes, and people are like, it has come. But don't be confused. That first progress you see is not the final. It's just the beginning. It's just delivery. Then there's the infant stage, when it's growing, and you have to protect it also. Then there's this childhood stage, and it looks as if you are overwhelmed. A lot of work here and there. If you are at the stage of business, you know that there's a lot of work coming. You have to hire people. There are so many things that are coming alongside. That's the childhood stage. A lot of work is on your head. You are sleeping late. You are doing so many things. But that's the childhood stage. Still enjoy that stage. Then there's the adult stage. When prosperity has come, everything has settled. But at this stage, beware that you are not complacent. That is what happened to David. He was complacent. He was winning so many wars. And he just said, I'm not going to war today. Let me just relax a little. And that is when he saw Bathsheba. Saw her, slept with her. And that terminated the glorious destiny that God wanted to give David. God, in his mercy, only transferred it to his child. That is the stage that when you begin to prosper and you have rest all around, that is when you should not rest. That is when you should begin to seek God. Because the Bible says, woe to those who are at ease in Zion. Don't relax too much. Begin to be on fire for God. Because we are all tempted to relax. I have everything. The Bible says about those people, he said, I have everything, I lack nothing. He said, but they don't know they lack everything right now. I'm paraphrasing that scripture. I know it's talking about when someone says, I have everything. Say, be careful. Woe to those who are at ease in Zion. Don't say, I have everything. Begin to seek God when it looks as if you have everything. Then the last stage is the last stage of impartation. The stage where you begin to be a blessing to people. You are a blessing to people, all the stages, but that is the stage of fatherhood, that you are mentoring other people a lot in your life. And I pray that as we begin to take all the steps, as we begin to understand the concept of timings, as we begin to understand the concept of endings, that every end is a collection of endings, I pray in the name of Jesus that we will surely get to our top in Jesus' name. And remember that every step you take now, the spirit you have now, will affect that future. So it's better we correct things right. If somebody wastes 100 naira or dollars at this stage because you think you have a lot, the person will waste 1 million. The person will waste 1 billion. Nigeria thought they had a lot of money and they started wasting it and started wasting it until we almost have nothing now. The same way, Nigeria is full of resources and there is nothing to be seen. Full of debt right now. Why? Because we are wasting the resources through corruption, through different things. The same way in our personal lives, we must make sure we maximize every stage, because the spirit we have in a stage is what we carry to the next stage. Praise the Lord. I hope we've been blessed today. Let's thank God tonight that God has spoken to us again. Where every time God speaks, he doesn't just speak. There's a spirit of the word that goes out to empower us to do whatever he has said. Let's just ask God our Father grace to do whatever I've learned today, to maximize every stage of my life, and never to be in a hurry, but to maximize every opportunity. Lord, release the grace to me. Release the grace to me. And let's pray that, Father, I receive divine speed in every times and seasons I may have lost in the past. I receive divine speed in the name of Jesus. Father, let there be divine speed for everyone here today and everyone who will listen to the recording in Jesus' name. And so shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Be blessed and see you next week in another episode. Yes, that's the Christmas episode. I hope we all bring our jollof rice and our chicken for the episode. Praise the Lord. See you and stay ever blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye.
The good success has come.